Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Chav Gimel of Masechtas Becheiros. Some of the topics we learned about include a continuation of the discussion of Tumah Shabbat L'Chazer B'Ne'ura. A Tumah that became nullified in a Reiv, can it be reawakened when combined with another Tumah? The Gemara in this Daf refers to it as Tumah Kaman De'Isei Dami. Since it can be reawakened, it must be considered existent even while nullified. Otherwise, if it is considered completely non-existent, it cannot be reawakened. The machlik is regarding nevela she'esricha. A tame food loses its tumma when it is nifsal ma'achila, becomes inedible. There's machlik as to when is a food considered inedible. Some say, tumma chamura ad liger. A stringent tumma such as basa nevela loses its tumma even from when it merely becomes nifsal mechilas adam, not fit for human consumption. The tumma kala ad likelef. A lenient tumma such as tumas eichon, a food that became tame, only loses its tumma from when it becomes nifsal mechilas kelef, not fit for an animal's consumption such as unfit even for a dog. Others say, Tuma Chamura Ad L'Kalef, both a stringent Tuma and a lenient Tuma, lose their Tuma only from when they become Nifsal Mechilas Kalef. Tzir Tar Shanafal Teche Mayim Kol Shu Tame. A fish brine was purified through Hashaka, and then even a droplet of water fell in, the Tzir becomes Tame because Nechshadu Ame Aretz La'arav Mechtsa B'Tzir. We assume that the Ame Aretz initially diluted the Tzir with about 50% water, and now, due to the additional water, which is Tame, the Tame in the original water was reawakened, and the Tzir is now mostly Tame water.